After the votes were counted, the transition to state government lay ahead, and planning for it had already begun. In the transition, the Alaska Statehood Committee had again made substantial contributions, for one of its responsibilities was to gather information on how to bridge the gap between territorial and state government. Once before, in 1955, the Statehood Committee had engaged the services of the Public Administration Service, PAS, of Chicago to help prepare for the Constitutional Convention. Now the committee hired the PAS again, and it began its work in the spring of 1958. PAS delivered detailed reports outlining the organization of the executive, the judiciary, local government, and personnel administration. While all was being prepared in Alaska, President Eisenhower formally admitted Alaska as the 49th state when he signed the prescribed proclamation on January 3, 1959, together with an executive order creating a new flag for the United States. Soon thereafter, U.S. District Court Judge Raymond Kelly administered the oath of office to Governor-elect William A. Egan and Secretary of State-elect Hugh Wade in the governor's office in Juneau, Alaska. Statehood expenses. Alaska had finally become a state, and with two U.S. senators and one representative, it had also acquired modest influence and voting power in Congress. Soon enough, the Alaska delegation found occasion to flex its muscle in speeding the passage of the omnibus bill of the new state, an afterthought, as it were, to the statehood bill. As early as June 1958, the U.S. Bureau of the Budget had suggested to the president that a study was needed of the fiscal and administrative effects of Alaska's admission on federal legislation and activities. Similar studies had led to measures that had become law after the admission of Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Arizona. Since federal-state relations had been much simpler at that time, the bills reflected that simplicity. In May 1959, the Bureau of the Budget presented the results of its studies to the House and Senate Interior and Insular Affairs Committees. Basically, the recommendations were designed to put Alaska on an equal footing with the other states. Among other things, the apportionment and matching formulas of various federal grant and aid programs had to be revised. Equality of treatment also required that the federal establishment cease developing policies for and conducting governmental functions in Alaska that were now to be exercised by state and local governments. The Alaska Congressional delegation realized that equality would cost money. So did the Bureau of the Budget, which recommended assistance of $27.5 million in the form of transitional grants over a five-year period. Under this proposal, the state was to receive $10.5 million for fiscal year 1960, $6 million each year for fiscal years 1961 and 1962, and $2.5 million each year for fiscal years 1963 and 1964. These monies were to be spent at the discretion of the new state government. The Bureau believed that at the end of the five-year period, enough revenue would be flowing into state coffers from oil and gas leases, the Pribilof fur seal operation, and the sale of state lands that the state would be on its own.